I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have got a friend of the show, Joe Patrick, joining us now. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on, man?
Well,
not much.
Oh, come on.
There's a lot going on.
What you talking about, man? We normally start off with you with the Braves, and we're talking baseball, but not this morning. Pops, we've been reading your article talking about one from the other day. Obviously, you put one out yesterday recapping the game. But before that, Joseph Martinez's absence is coach's decision, not fitness-related. Bring us up on what we need to know.
Right, exactly. It was kind of crazy. It was kind of crazy how this kind of all unfolded and exploded, this kind of tension or feud or whatever you want to call it that has been existing right now between Joseph Martinez and the head coach, Gabriel Heinze. And so, Joseph Martinez started out the season, was playing games, coming back from his ACL injury. Atlanta United as a team was suffering from many injuries, and the players were talking in the media about how the training sessions have been very difficult, and, you know, they were feeling fit, in terms of just like their fitness levels, but also, you know, their bodies were under a lot of stress. And so Joseph went away for the Copa America. Of course, he tested positive for COVID. So even though he had the vaccine, he just had to like sit out essentially and wasn't able to play. When he comes back, he's training by himself, which is never a good sign. Like that's always raises an eyebrow, like something's up. Usually it can mean that like a player is under a transfer negotiation with another team and he could be moving soon. So they're just separating from the team to make sure he doesn't get injured or anything like that. But, you know, with Joseph, it was like, okay, well, he had COVID. He wasn't able to play. He's coming back. You know, it makes sense. Maybe he'd be training away just to, like, do his own fitness work before he comes back. And so he misses the game against Nashville, where the team drew 2-2 last Thursday. And then for that game, before this last game, this most recent Thursday, Gabriel Heinze is asked about it again. Joseph Martinez still training by himself and says it's not fitness related. It's my decision, and that Joseph knows why I'm doing it. And we don't know exactly what the reason was, but we know that it's just not a good situation at all to have a player, you know, train not just your best player, but like your we talk about faces of the franchise quite a bit in sports. Joseph Martinez is like even more than that. He's almost the brand. You know, this team sent out miniature statues of Joseph Martinez to season ticket holders over the offseason, and now he's being held out of training by the manager. That's clearly not going to be something that the front office wants to see either. So there's a lot of tension that gets brought up in all of this. And then, of course, Felipe Cardenas followed up with a pretty bombshell report in The Athletic stating that Joseph Martinez had told the team that this was going to be his last year in Atlanta. Or it seemed like if that wasn't the case, like essentially that it was going to be, you have to get rid of one of us because this, you know, it's like this town isn't big enough for the both of us kind of situation. That's what was reported by Felipe. So it's all kind of come to a head really quickly in the last 3 days, you know, between Thursday and when they played the game yesterday. So it's been a fascinating situation. And then, of course, after the game yesterday, we had a more development in the situation where Gabriel Heinze just comes out and says, oh, yeah, Joseph is going to join training next week. So I don't know if he had a conversation with somebody in the front office saying, like, you got to play this guy or what. But, you know, hopefully, you know, a resolution will come to this thing. It sounded like, you know, again, according to the article in The Athletic, that the two, and this was reported in that report, that they were not on speaking terms, which is not good. But, hopefully that has kind of resolved itself and they can, you know, have some sort of working relationship. At least they might not like each other personally, but if they can get Joseph on the field and playing well, then you know that's what you hope for.
Spending time on the waitfor.com outline with Joe Patrick this morning. We talked Braves and Atlanta United, but Atlanta United is the one with the a sense of urgency right now because of Joseph Martinez. Joe, could this just be something, a violation of a team rule or something, and everybody just decided to keep it in-house and not talk about it? Could that be what this is?
You know, I tend to think that if that were the case, the team would be more willing to say so, or the coach would be more willing to say so. You know, we've seen something like that in the past with Ezequiel Barco, and you know, the manager at that time, Tata Martino, just came out and said he's suspended for, you know, and he said for violation of team rules or whatever he said, but he just came out and said it. And I think that would have been, you know, if something like that were to have happened, I think that would have been a totally, you know, normal procedure of the way to go about it. I tend to think, again, this is like kind of speculation by me, but I have talked to a lot of people kind of tied to the situation. And I just tend to think, again, I go back to the fitness training and that this team has been doing. This team has been losing a lot of players, by the way, to injury. That shows like how hard they've been working. A lot of these injuries have actually happened in training as well. I mean, these guys are going at it really hard. And then I see Joseph Martinez, a guy who's just come back from a very excruciating, you know, catastrophic ACL injury, who's had this long comeback. He had these infections in the surgical site. You know, all this stuff has happened. He's finally come back. I could see a guy like him being like, you know, I don't want to put myself at risk and you know, participate in all of what we're doing in training. So that's how I see it, as it's a not wanting to train the way the manager wants the team to train. And then I think the manager, and I understand this, like, wants to set a barrier saying like, okay, well, you know, you can't hold yourself higher than the team and not do things that everybody else is doing. I'm not going to treat you any differently. So maybe you should treat the player differently. I don't know. I mean, that's probably just different management styles, but that's what I tend to think that this comes down to. I don't think it's something as kind of acute as like Joseph, you know, did something wrong or something like that. I think that if that were the case, we would probably know more about that incident. I suspect that the training and what they're doing there is what this is all coming down to.
First of all, this is Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I have to apologize. I'm not going to apologize for Mr. Crenshaw. I apologize for me that I have not driven people to more of your stuff at Dirty South Soccer. So that's on me. We should point out where people can find you, whether it's, you know, on our station doing Batter Up or this. And so for that, I wanted to publicly apologize for. And if you want to read Joe's take on before and after last night's matchup, you can go there and find his work. I'm going to ask you to speculate again, because you talked about this guy being a brand, being Joseph Martinez. And when you talk about somebody at that level, on a scale of 1 to 10 or however you want to put it, who comes out ahead here, the player or the coach? Getting their way as far as how they want to go about doing things.
That's where this gets really fascinating. And, you know, personally, I think that the player does. The player has more influence in this town, in the club. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's just more. He has more leverage, essentially, again, because of everything that we've talked about with him being the brand of this team, than the coach does at this point. But here's the thing. If you do, like, let's say you're in the front office and you do actually do think that the player is in the right here, and you kind of would take his side, and if it is a situation where it's, you know, this town isn't big enough for the both of us, so you have to do something. So let's say that you do, let's just hypothetically say you were to say, okay, let's find a new coach then. Well, then when you go out to hire a new coach, you have to explain the reason that they're hiring you is because there was a disagreement with the coach and the previous coach and the player, and you're siding with the player. That's why you want this new coach to take over. So what's that new coach going to think when he's like, wait, what if, you know, something happens with me and, you know, then I'm going to be hung out to dry too, you know? So it's kind of a catch-22 in that respect. And there's not really a positive out of this, unless you can just kind of get them to amicably get over it and keep both of them, you know, in tow, at least for the rest of the season. And then maybe you can figure something out after that. But, you know, that's why it's such kind of a perilous situation for the club here, because even if the player is right and you agree with that, that's still not really a good outcome for your club when it comes to, like, trying to figure out what are the next steps in terms of getting in a manager. So it's really tough. Yeah.
All right, man. Listen, appreciate it, Joe. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good rest of your weekend.
All right, Joe. Thank you guys, too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.